three qualities of your true practice. The first one is called the deep. Deep means gone beyond your kind of a thought. It is also called unknowing mind. Just unknowing mind prevails over knowing mind. You know, and this practice doesn't require knowing mind. But unknowing mind does not come easily, you know, because of your old habits. They constantly intervene and disrupt your practice. You know that from your experience, right? So that's why the first quality is deep. Your practice has to be deep, going beyond your kind of thought. It's an unknowing mind prevails. You just don't know anything. And the second quality is penetrating and pervading your heart practice or breath practice. Penetrating and pervading means basically in a nutshell means you become completely one, at one with your practice. Because you become the practice, there's nothing else. That's called a penetrating and pervading. If that happens, all your troubles are gone. Last night, when I did a gatha, I forgot to give you the translation. It's called Ro Pulhyap. Anyway, the translation is on the road, without any food. On the road without any food, singing and dancing. Midnight, under the bright moon, I happily enter nothingness. You like that? If you reach that stage, that's emancipation. The last quality is called illuminating. Your heart practice or your breath practice illuminates with the help of an unknowing mind. So it's like the solitary moon in the sky shines alone. But by now, each of you, you know how to work with your practice. So bring the gap. There should be no gap. Practice and you become one and not two. Right?
Yes!
Okay. One more time, right?
Yes!
Right?
Yes!